Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And relevant to this word this morning, thank you, Lord, for your Spirit just leading, Father God, to bring your wonderful light into the subject so that we can stay in the light as you are in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 5 from verse 23 to 26. So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person and then come and offer your sacrifice to God. When you are on the way to court with your adversary, settle your differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to an officer, and you will be thrown into prison. And if that happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny.
Hallelujah. The word comes to mind that we shared yesterday as well. Pursue peace and holiness with all men, or pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which we won't see the Lord. And to pursue peace is because we pursue holiness, because God has given us goodness, and we know that boundary lines have fallen for us in perfect places. And so we want to stay, and we not just want to, we stay in the boundaries of the perfect love as God leads us, just like Jesus. What I hear from my Father, that's what I say. What I do, I receive those instructions from the Lord. So it's staying in tune to this perfect law of liberty. And that's where we can pursue peace and not land up in arguments, not land up in court cases and things like that, because we have got perfect love. We give perfect love. And then that wonderful scripture in James comes to mind, and that there, we have got the perfect law. We are in the perfect law of liberty. And that's what we want to be judged by, what the liberty and the goodness that God has got in store for us, because we come home to our Heavenly Father and the Heavenly Family and the Heavenly Kingdom and the Heavenly Plan. So we've got all good things. So that's what we take hold of. And then, having taken hold of that, mercy triumphs over judgment. He who gives no mercy receives no mercy. So that is what we share. As we've been encouraged and enlightened, we give that out to our brother and sister disciples, and we give that love out to the world so that they can come into this beautiful, wonderful love covenant where goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our lives. Amen.
Amen.